If you yield your life to God, He will not leave any joy out of your life. Things will happen. There will be attacks. Whatever God gives you, Satan wants to stop it. So immediately, when the enemy, if the Lord give you something to do, you have to understand the enemy is trying to stop it. I can't count the times the Lord gave me a thought and then it disappeared. The enemy wants, it don't come without a fight. When the Lord give you something, write it down in the table of your heart and on paper. And tell Satan he can never take it from you. And protect your family. If God give you an assignment, protect your family. Pray for their safety. Tell Satan he can't touch your family because God gave me this and you can't touch nobody I know. You can't use anybody against me. You can't use me against anybody. You can't give me your thoughts. I rebuke all your fiery dark thoughts. And then commission the angels to protect your family and speak life over what you're doing. The way you get God involved, you have to take him at his word. Creflo Dollar preached to the angels. Nobody came to church. He had a message. He preached to the angels. And guess what happened? People start coming to church. If you won't be defeated, you won't be defeated. If you will not be defeated, you will not be defeated. It's impossible to be defeated if you decide you're not going to be defeated. And when you put things in God's hands, He will use it. Now, this is where we started yesterday, verse 13. We read verse 12 as a bonus, but verse 13 was on the roster for yesterday. Verse 12 said, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Never live the day with a haughty heart. Humble your heart. See things God's way. Treat people like Jesus treats you, no different. Relay that same kind of love. Now here's the scripture we started with yesterday. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. If we address the cause, why would we answer a matter before we hear it? Sometimes when people are talking, I may feel like I know, but if you listen long enough, you'll see what they're trying to say. My cousin said that he's a businessman, real well-known businessman. And the Lord told him, when people are talking, listen and hear them out and ask questions so that you can get the full thought. And this blessed him in business. But when he told me that, that's how I started doing the Lord. When the Lord say something to me, I listen. Then I ask all my questions in order to get the full thought. This is not only respect, it's wisdom. Because if you don't respect a person, you will act like you don't respect the person. And it'll come out in your actions. They won't say anything, but it can interfere with how God used you to help them. But when you listen to a person and hear them out and talk to them about it, as if they matter, which they do, their testimony might surprise you in how wonderful it can help you and bless you. And that's how you bond with people. Then when you share knowledge, they can receive it. But if they're insignificant in your eyes, they got a spirit. They can tell. A child has a spirit. A dog has a spirit. If you love that dog loves you. He can sense it. His tail wags. If you walk into a room and you see your children and you love them, they can tell that you love them. When you talk to them about that day, they tell you all about it and they feel alive. Grown people are no different. I know some pastors say, well, I got a congregation of 500 people. How am I going to do that? Strategically. Some people want to talk. make time and talk with them. And as they learn and grow, get them to help you strategically. This can't be done in one day, but it can be done strategically. Ask the Lord how to help you help others. Sometimes some churches have testimony services, and they let people share their testimonies. And some churches don't have testimony services because they've been to churches that did have testimony services. But again, how do you do it strategically? If somebody has a testimony and you talk to them about it, one day when the Holy Spirit put it on your heart, you might want to get them to share it before the whole congregation. And it can be a blessing. Then when it's appropriate, you know the testimonies, or if God put it on your heart, let them share that testimony. Give way to the Lord. The Lord know how to, if you, he takes all the pressure off, and you can do some amazing things that you really don't think is possible if you just trust him. And the Lord can use them. You may have a sermon that's close to what they did, and then if they give a testimony, and don't make it, over long or whatever, just tell the truth. Be honest. God don't use exaggerations. It can help. And the church bonds together. See, it's so important. He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him. He may not realize it, but it is. But when you are faithful with people, and people know you're busy, they're busy too, and they understand that, but it's the way that you deal with things. People know I'm busy, but I take time and talk to people in the course of my day. And they know I got a lot to do, but I will take time and talk to people when I need to. And I use their testimonies on the radio. I say, can I share that? Yeah, okay. When the Holy Spirit bring it up, I use it. All right. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The Lord put a... When we don't know what to do, we're under pressure, we're under load, we can sustain because God put it in us to win. We like him. We may not know the scripture we need right now. We may not put our finger on the wisdom, but we're trying to survive. And in doing so, I found out there are so many ways that people survive. In the roaring 20s, when the stock market crashed in the 30s, people were committing suicide because they didn't know how to, they were used to making money, a lot of it, easy. Then it all went away. The people who survived were poor people that never had much to work with. They didn't kill themselves because they knew how to be abased. Now, there's a lot of lessons you can learn from people who survived the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl of Oklahoma in their coping mechanisms. Even though they may not have been any scriptures attached to it, they survived. They did what they had to do to survive. And as long as they didn't do anything illegal, it was honorable. So that means that people are learning things that you may underestimate, but when you talk to them, you say, wow, I wouldn't have done that. They did better than I would have done. You'd be surprised at what people can do. But with the word of God, we should be able to see it. Whether they do greater things or lesser, a success is a success. And it's a blessing to go forward. All right, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge. and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Now that's where we need to be living. We need to get knowledge and we need to hear it and seek it. What we need to do, the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. We need to seek, knock, and ask. Everything that's important, everything if we're mildly curious about it, we need to be asking God about it, because he can show us things that will help us. Now, God loves us. He's true to his word. He will help us go forward. The purpose of this broadcast is to show people the value of the body. We need to value all of our body. Now, in heaven, people's testimonies will be known, and a lot of pastors are going to say, wow, I could have used those testimonies. I didn't know. It takes relationship to know people. And all you have to do is ask, Lord, there are people here with testimonies. Help me use every resource. We are wasting more resources sometimes than what we're utilizing. I suspect that in our church alone, if everybody wrote a book, it'll be very interesting. Whatever they went through, whatever they learned along the way, it would be very interesting if they wrote a book of their testimony and the miracles that have happened. People that break through and they get excited and they come across like I'm on a higher rung of the ladder than you. If they do that they might do that. That's just people. But the miracle still stands. And if you knew that person and held and talked to them, you'll find out that they were in brokenness, they had trouble, they sought the Lord, they stood on their faith, and they won. But in the arena, especially in the 80s, if somebody won, oh, they presented it like a pyramid scheme. You know how when the guy come to town and he got this pyramid business that he's, you know, like kind of like once Amway did, other people started doing stuff like that. But Amway was more legitimate. But other people had these pyramid kind of businesses, like they kind of like what Amway did, but it was different. You know, one sold legal, you know, they have a seminar and you can learn how to sell houses or something. And they present things and it'd be good. It'd be interesting. Well, that's how people present their testimonies. And sometimes they leave out the hard knocks. But they present it in a way that God just moving in their life and they just, you know, God don't really use exaggerations. If you knew the person and what they really went through, if you were their best friend watching them do this, and they did do it by faith, they were broken. They didn't know which way to go. They had trouble. They left that part out of the testimony. And then God blessed them because he loves them. And they get so excited that they can seem proud. That don't mean that they're a proud person at heart, but the enemy and the help of culture, that's how it's going to come out in the news. If you follow anybody who did it by faith, who has, people get jealous of success is inevitable. If you continue to follow God, you're going to have great measures of it. You know, Colonel Sanders, he almost gave up. But his wife talked to him and said, what do you do? I cook. She said, well, cook. And he came up with a recipe that everybody loves to this very day. He made millions on it, and others made millions on it. And people are going to continue to make millions of dollars on Kentucky Fried Chicken till Jesus comes here. And after Jesus come back, he probably going, there's probably going to be some more Kentucky Fried Chickens. Because God don't waste anything good. You know, when Jesus set up his kingdom, you think it's going to be right. You're going to love it. Kentucky Fried Chickens in the kingdom of God. Who knew? It's going to be a lot of glorious wonders we're going to enjoy. But whatever you have, God can use it. Whatever others have, God can use it. Now, then he said, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. This is true. A lot of things are wasted because of Cain's jealousy, but if the church ever grows to the point that when they see when they hear a good testimony, if somebody's got something that can be a blessing and an asset to everybody else, they learn to share it. When I was asking the Lord about life on other planets, he said, are you ready to see it? I said, yeah. I was excited. Then I got scared. I didn't know what I was going to see. I thought God was going to give me a vision. But he gave me a word picture instead. He said, when I show you, notice how they love each other. Notice how they work together. Notice how they share success. And that's all he had to tell me. I could just imagine. See, some things, God needs me to be focused here and now. But on a planet where there is no sin and everybody's working together in love, sharing success, it'll be so beautiful that I may not be able to focus anymore. So he gave me that word picture. And the things that he did show me, he had to scale it down so I can focus. In other words, if people ever, Satan's trying to hide our potential. And that's the point. So don't try to hide other people's potential. You have to value their potential. Satan is the one trying to hide our potential. And through pride, he'll cause you to hide other people's potential. Through Cain's jealousy, lack of knowledge, lack of training, lack of insight, lack of vision. But it's time for that to stop. It's time for the people of God to rise up and be mature, take the high road. Before you're not getting no revival and you're not taking the high road yet. You're not going to, you might be in it, but you won't be the one that God used to present it. Only the people that take the high road he'll use in this revival. This revival is the last one. And it's already in operation. God is using people strategically. And those who hear this broadcast, and if you, anybody that's doing what God said do, you're part of this revival. You're part of the handiwork in this revival. You're God's finger. All right. He that is first in his own cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. He that is first in his own cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. In other words, what we may put a stamp of approval on, our neighbor know the truth. Because he sees what we do, how we do it. If you take the high road, your neighbor will know that, hey, that's a man of God. And he does things in wisdom. And we all do in a measure, but there are greater measures to accomplish. A brother offender is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. So if you offend a person, it can be impossible to ever win them again. It's just hard to do. It's easier to take a strong city. A brother offender is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. And that's true. The word is sown in peace. I'm almost out of time. I want to get down to the bottom where the Lord told me. I just kind of backed up and came back down because this is very important. This is very rich. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. If we speak God's word, it's satisfying. Just like when you eat. If we take the high road and speak God's word, you're going to learn so many wonderful truths that it's just, every time you learn something, you see greater, your vision increases. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So don't love the death that you speak. Love the life that you speak, and only speak the life. Whenever I tell Satan somebody can't use somebody against me, I also say you can't use me against them. Because we're fighting what used to be an ancient angel. And he's slick. If he can get you to take the low road some kind of way, then he'll exploit it. Anything that you lead that you're not watching, he'll try to exploit it. He works in our blind spots. But I don't want that to be. I want the Holy Ghost working in my blind spot, not Satan. That's why I say, like a shotgun. You know, a shotgun scatters, and you get everything in front of you when you shoot it. So I say I would do all that's in God's heart, and everything that's like Satan's got to go. I hate everything that's like Satan, and I love everything only that comes from God. And my, you know, the insights increase when I say that. My appetite for truth increases. My determination to take the high road increases. And then the desire to take the low road diminishes. And you want to do what blesses only. And I sense God's presence when I say that. Whoso finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. Did you know that man, it's not good for man to be alone? That's true for Adam. It's true right now. It's better for us to be married. Because a man that loves God with a woman that loves God, you have a team. You have a prayer warrior. You have a companion. Somebody that'll help you. Somebody you'll help. Somebody to give you, you know, you have less of a blind spot when you have a wife. And you have less of a blind spot when you have a true husband. It's important. And you obtain favor of the Lord. And I'm glad I love my wife. All right. The poor uses entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. Now, this is something you never want to. The poor uses entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. If you answer people roughly, you got to understand there's some pride there. Get it out, dig it out, find it, ask the Lord to help you attack it. It's something in the blind spot if you answer anybody roughly. Or we can't do that. We handle the holy things of God. We have the Holy Spirit within. We have the Holy Spirit upon. God requires us to love just like Jesus loves us. And I'd rather do that first than anything else. If I can't love my brother, if I can't master that, I don't need to master anything else. But I ask the Lord to teach me how to love his people, because that's the solid rock of the word. That's the solid rock of the word. If God's going to build on my life, I'm going to love. If I can't do nothing right, if I can't be on time, if I can't do nothing right, I'm going to love my brother. The poor uses entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. Then verse 24. A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's the kind of friend we need to be towards people. Now, you're not going to be able to spend time with all people and everybody, but you can still love them like Jesus loved you. You can still protect them with your prayers. You can still take authority over the enemy for them. You can still encourage what God is doing in their life. And in your everyday dealings, make it be good with people. Do right by people. And that's reasonable. It's reasonable. And God will reward that kind of love. Never underestimate the body. Always believe in the best about God's people. Encourage it. They may not know what you know. They may know more. But whatever they have, whether they know more or whether they know less, encourage them. Let them give their testimony. Share their testimony. Some pastors may feel like it's risky to let somebody share a testimony that may seem to be further along in ministry. Understand something. That can happen. But that don't mean that you're going to be replaced. God told you to do it. He's with you. Whether somebody seems to be better off or not, or more biblical or whatever, or more spiritual, or have more gifts, that doesn't matter. But I know that people, it bothers people. But and they're not always as faithful because of it. But you have to be secure in the Lord. If a man really loves you and if he's got gifts and he's a member of the church and he can speak well or whatever, he's not the pastor because God didn't call him to be. Even if people like to listen to him more, it's not going to hurt you. Because he'll be used, he'll be a blessing. But people get intimidated. Never be intimidated by anybody. Even if they're on TV, even if they're wealthy. They're just people that love God just like you do. Never be intimidated. Your work is still relevant. Your work is going to go forward and God is going to be with you. Well, what if he take the congregation and start another church? What if he don't? If you're following God, you're going to be fine. What if you turn out to be a charlatan? What if you don't? Whatever God say, do. They got people with God. Everybody has a function, and some people can't get to that function because of strife and Cain jealousy and people not honoring the body. Sometimes people come to give an element that you may not ever have again. But because you were faithful, you risk. See, when you follow God, you got to be like Rebecca. You got to go all in. She risked her life to get Jacob blessed. She gave God her life when she went with Abraham's servant. This is a life thing. You got to do it from the heart and you got to do it right. Whatever God say do, do it. And I'm going to tell you this, it ain't going to never look right. If you follow God from your point of view, it just don't look good. Don't look right. But the peace says do it. And it is right. And you can't find out what's going to happen until you obey. Now, I'm way out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory.